Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Jürgen, have you had a bit of a breathing space in some ways this week with Europe being a bit of a dead rubber to work with the lads a little bit more, or even give them that little bit of time off as well, or less intense at least anyway?
It's really tricky because we had to the Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday thing is, it's really tough for each football team, was for us as well. So the Sunday was real rest for everybody. You can feel it when you need it yourself, then you know that and I didn't play, so you know the players needed even more so. So today we start training again, and medical department told me already we have still to make sure that a couple of boys that they will not do the full training session. Then we have to make a decision about Thursday. I'm not sure exactly what you mean with breathing space or preparation, because we travel tomorrow, so preparation for Sunday, for example, is difficult because we play on Thursday. And we have to make sure that we find the right mix with rhythm and maybe rest. So these decisions can only be made when we have all the information about the players tomorrow. So that's a bit tricky. Then we come back and then we pretty much play immediately United. So it's better than if I have to go to Belgium and win this game. And have to win this game 4-0, definitely. But in the end, it's a football game. We want to win it. We want to go there. But we have to make sure we really understand our situation right.
I know it's one game at a time, but over this period, you've got Manchester United at home. Then it's West Ham in the League Cup quarter-final before Arsenal back at Anfield, Burnley away before Newcastle back at home as well. It feels like it's a real crucial point in this season. How does it feel for you?
Exactly like that. And the problem is, again, it's like Monday. It's Thursday, Sunday, Wednesday, Saturday, Tuesday. It's so tough. It's so tough. And then it's 26. And then we have a few days between Burnley and Newcastle until the 1st of January. But it's brutal. We have to get through this. Obviously, we had now already our injuries. And we will see who is available for all the games. But we need them pretty much all to get through. Somehow it's really tough, but it's for all the teams tough. And so it's just, you're right, is it crucial? Probably yes, it's for all of us, but we just have to make sure we try to find always a way to get into the next game and find a way to win it.
Only one of those games we mentioned though is away from Anfield. Is that advantageous for you during this busy period?
If you don't have to travel, it's better. If you have Anfield in your bag, it's better as well. Definitely. So, but we will need Anfield. We will need Anfield, definitely, because, how I said, it's really tough. All big games. So United and Arsenal, a big game. West Ham is a quarterfinal, it's a big game. And Boxing Day is a big game. So it's no doubt about that. And that's it's better than these all four games would be away games, definitely, but it's still a big task.
Top of the league, you've spoken often about how excited you are about this group of players that you've got at the moment, but have we seen them show their true capabilities yet? And if not, what more is to come?
Oh, yes, in moments, definitely. It's like you have really, what is the real capability? Is it what you can do in a moment? Or is it what you can do in 3-4 years working together, stuff like this? I think for what we can do in the moment, we saw it in moments. And we saw the problems as well. And that's clear when you have a new group together. And it is a new group, different roles with new players and different roles for other players. So that's how it is. And there's always clear that you need time to find some stability. And that's what we lacked in moments. So that's the truth. But in the end, it so far it worked out. somehow. And we have to make sure that we keep improving, even in most difficult moments. And we were not as a group in this tough period. We never had a December together, let me say like that. And the December in English football is the toughest month ever. And that's where we now have to show how far are we with that. I know when you're in early December, you're top of the table. The people start thinking about different things. We obviously don't. And I'm at least too long in the business that would mean anything to me. It's better than being 18th or 20th, but it's still just a position for the moment. And we have to keep working extremely hard. And that is so difficult when you don't have real time for recovery, but you have to do it anyway.
It seems like the signs are there that this group has got the mentality to cope. I just wonder, did you always feel the mentality was there in the summer? Is it something that's been brought about as a result of the comeback win against Bournemouth, for instance, the comeback win against Newcastle, the comeback win over Wolves?
Yeah, it came rather from that. So what I knew in the beginning, that we have a really good football team together. They brought a really good few boys in, and actually the boys who were here, we all knew that how good they can be, and so that was obvious from pretty early. But now, what is that? Tell me one Premier League squad who is not good. That's just an existing, especially if you fight for top four. They're all outstanding. So that's what you have to be. And then these experiences, we said it when it happened early in the season. Our season started like, whew. We had a good preseason, long preseason, didn't train once, 10 we 11. And had to play it pretty much for the first five games all the time. So we did that really well. That brings a group together, obviously. That helps the process, definitely, if you get through it. If you don't get through it, it's the opposite, actually. But we got through this, and that was extremely helpful. But it's now a while ago, but we know each other much better. Yes, it's still new, but we know each other much better, and we are... the steps we make, I like. Will they always be big enough? I don't know yet. We have to see that. But so far, I can see development, and that's actually what I need to understand where it could end up. And but that's not possible in the moment because of the things I said before.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Just like the feeling you got from substitutes at the weekend as well. Feels like Joe Gomez is really pushing. Curtis Jones coming on. Harvey's made an impact coming on with the goal as well. I'm really pleased for Harvey at the weekend.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was just really, really, really good. Cody as well, super important. Ibu, that you can bring Ibu on is a real luxury thing. And so that's all very helpful. But now, imagine we wouldn't have them. There's no chance to do anything. So the impact the subs had this season is because, first and foremost, because the quality of the boys. And then because of the mindset of the boys. So they really understand this team as what it is. a real team, and they have all their jobs to do. And some Saturdays or Sundays, they have to start the game. They have to prepare the opponent or whatever. And then the rest has to kill the game off when they're coming on, or find a new way, or find, oh, we use a different system and all these kind of things. And in this moment in time, each player enjoys that role. Of course, as a starter anyway, but even coming on and knowing that we can would be kind of a real impact then, and can change something properly. That's pretty special about the group, to be honest. And that's where obviously used the word lucky a couple of times, but that's when we were lucky as well. Because you have ideas when you plan a squad. But in the end, how can you know how it works out when they're all together in one room and they have to find each other and they have to start trusting each other and putting faith in each other? And in idle world, like, love each other like brothers. That's the idle world. And do you know, never know how, if that can happen. But the boys who were here, and it was always like this since I'm here, we're all open arms, and the other boys were just fantastic coming in, and these natural, confident boys stepping into the dressing room and enjoying the new situation. That's the basis for something good, but how good, I don't know.
What can we expect at Anfield this time around? Obviously, 7-0 against Manchester United last season. It's unlikely it's going to be the same. Particularly when you take into consideration the rivalry that there is, and United coming into the game is a bit of a wounded animal because of what happened against Bournemouth.
Yeah, it's always like that. I never like when the headlines about United are not great before we play, because it's always like, okay, so then it is the game where you can put everything right. So I don't follow United closely enough to know exactly what's the problem there, but I saw that Erik ten Hag became manager of the month last month. I saw that they were the team in form result-wise in the last month. So how can it be all wrong? I just don't understand it. And yes, the 7-0, we knew that the day. It was a freak result that happens once in a life, pretty much. And then you have to in the next. And if it helps anybody, it's for the next game, it's a team who lost 7-0 and not a team who won 7-0. So that's another thing. But it's still like, if you take it all out of consideration, then we just play a football game against the rival, the historical rival of Liverpool FC, and that at home at Anfield. And that itself must make it a special game. And that's what I want to see from us, a special game. Really understand the situation and give you all. That's all I need.
And finally, would you ever look at it as an opportunity to eliminate a potential title challenger? Because no. They would be 13 points behind you if you were to win.
No, you know, I would. That's nothing. I just think if I ever did that, I probably would say no. So there's one thing we go for. It's a 3 points on a match day. All the things around that can make us this and can make them that. But I never understood that 100%, because it takes the focus a little bit away from the actual thing. If something helps for motivation, so let me say, if it would be around about 4 match days before the end of the season, and with that we could make the last step, I would probably mention it. But it's in this situation, that's just not important. The situation of Man United, and don't get me wrong, but it's just not important for us. It's just we prepare for our team. And I try to understand the situation of the opponent before a game. I really do, because I think it's important to know why they are motivated, why they want to put things right, to understand it. And sometimes I tell the players and sometimes I don't tell the players. And I don't know what I will do before that game now, because there's another game in between, obviously. And I will watch it. Definitely. It's tonight, actually. Yeah. We'll watch it. So they play tonight and we play on Thursday. So we have to travel. They don't have to travel. So that's the situation. And we have next week a midweek game. They don't have that, do they? No, they're out of Carabao Cup. Yeah. So it's a lot of things you could think about, or you just focus on the game. And that's actually usually the way I choose.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.